Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Rebecca 71.65 pound realistic meaty silicone sex doll legs with mature curves from Era Venus. So first of all, this is only the pair of legs, so it doesn't have the rest of the doll, and it weighs 71 pounds. So she is not light for only half a doll. Also, she's thick. You know, they say meaty, they say mature curves. I don't think that's the right verbiage. I think they need to say thick. She's a thick girl. She's not mature. She's not necessarily an old lady or a hag. Meaty, I guess, works, but I would go with thick. That's what the kids are calling it these days, and she be thick. So anyway, without further ado, let's jump into the review.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Dollhouse, and this is Rebecca. She's a pair of doll legs. They're extremely realistic. Be aware, she's very flexible, very realistic. She's very heavy, and she's very thick. So how you feel about Rebecca is going to entirely depend on how you feel about thick girls. If you like thick girls, then Rebecca is your lady. If you don't like thick girls, that's going to be a problem. Also, when they sent me Rebecca, her joints were too tight. However, I've had Rebecca for a few weeks and the joints have loosened. I'm going to show you how to get the doll in the proper position. If your doll arrives and the joints are a little bit too tight and it's really hard to position her, I'm going to show you what to do to get her in the proper position and to loosen her joints. Once you loosen the joints, you're good to go. So I was on the fence whether I was going to review this doll or not, but the joints have become looser with use. So just break it in for like a week or two, and even if the joints arrived a little tight, they should loosen up with use. So let's jump in and let's show off Rebecca. All right, the first thing I want to show you is her feet and her legs. Her legs are very realistic. Like, here's the bottom of her feet. I don't know, can you see that? Maybe not. Okay, there you go. The bottoms of her feet do not have bolts. So I'm used to TPE dolls that have bolts on the bottom of their feet because the TP is too soft and squishy. Without bolts for the weight to stand on, the foot smushes. Now, Rebecca weighs over 70 pounds. To put that in perspective, Celestina's entire body, her head, her whole body, her arms, legs, everything, is 70 pounds. So this pair of legs weighs more than my entire waifu. And her feet, Celestina's feet, have big bolts in them, whereas Rebecca's feet have no bolts, and she can support her body weight on her feet. It doesn't deform her feet. Again, I've had Rebecca for a couple of weeks, so her feet are not deformed at all. They absolutely support her weight. Her toes have wires in them. These are not hinged. So just to demonstrate, I can like bend her toe to the side like that. Now, they seem to be pretty good wires, but just so you know, if her feet and toes bend in a bad way, you could snap the wire and then her toes are going to be flopping around. I prefer hinged joints, but I mean, how often are you going to be doing weird shit with the toes? I mean, if you have a foot fetish, maybe, but the feet are very realistic. Like, they got the texture right. Everything looks amazing. So if you're into feet, here you go. You got a nice foot. You can kiss it and lick it, and I guess you could like separate her toe and rub your penis in between her toes if that's what you're into. I don't know. Mostly these are for supporting her body weight for doggy style, which is the optimal position for this doll, which I'll explain a little bit later. But to show you the flexibility of the foot. Her foot does, it rocks. It doesn't have full mobility. You can't rock it to the left or to the right, but you can move it up and down. So, but that's it. That's the only point of articulation, is rotating it up and down on the ankle. It doesn't rotate left or right. As far as the foot, there doesn't seem to be any articulation in the foot itself other than the toes, which are wires. So you don't really want to mess around with that too much. For the shin, the lower leg, you have, you can rotate the ankle. You can rotate the ankle a little bit, I guess. But it doesn't rock. Anyway, for the shin, you can move the lower leg left or right. Like, you can see her crossing her legs. You can rotate the leg left or right. And obviously you could bend it at the knee up and down. So So there you go. That's the articulation. Obviously, the thighs open and close for sex, very important. And the thighs rock up and down. And that's extremely important to get her in the right position. For doggy style, her butt has to be sticking up a little bit, which means her belly, her waist needs to be sticking down. So you have to bend it at a pretty extreme angle to get her in the right position. So let's show that off. Don't worry, we'll show everything. I just want to show the feet and the lower legs before we basically say goodbye to them, because the rest of the video is going to be about the rest of her, the business end, as you might say. All right, let's show you the... Let's start with missionary before we go into doggy style. So she's in the missionary position. Now, you can't see this off screen. I'm holding her up by her foot. See how I can, like, kind of make her rock up and down? I'm holding her foot with my hand. Now, this is important. Because this doll is just a pair of legs, she's not balanced. If her legs are not either sticking straight up, the doll is going to want to rock in this position. It's going to want to rock forward because she doesn't have the rest of her upper body to counterbalance the weight of her legs. So the only way to counteract it is to stick her legs straight up. But I want to show you, missionary is absolutely possible, but you're either going to have to hold on to her legs, like hold on to her behind her knees, or hold on to her feet or her ankles, in order to kind of hold her in the right position, or something. You're gonna have to do something because she's not balanced for missionary. However, I mean, just, you can see the vagina and the anus look great. Like, the detail work is amazing. The texture, completely real, completely real. Now, obviously, you know, she's thick. She's got a thick body. So if you're into skinnier girls, this may not be your cup of tea if you're into skinnier girls. If you're into thick girls, though, this is the best thick doll ever. And it's heavy at like 71 pounds, but you're only getting half the doll. If you wanted to get a full body doll that was this thick, it would cost a lot of money and it would weigh like 150 plus pounds, which they do make, and they're very expensive and they weigh a ton. 150 pounds doesn't sound like it's that much, but it is, because it's all dead weight. So just this pair of legs at 71 pounds is kind of a pain in the ass to pick up. Now imagine doubling that and trying to pick up this doll to move it around. It's a big deal. Anyway, so for missionary, it's absolutely doable. You know, her legs open and close. You can't, here, let me just show you. I'm just gonna bend her legs up. Okay, so with her legs bent straight up, she's a lot more balanced. And you can, you know, you can stick her legs like that, or you can have her stand up or whatever. You can do whatever you're into. But missionary is possible is what I'm going to talk about. However, missionary is not the ideal position for this doll. The ideal position is standing doggy style. I guess you could do kneeling doggy style by bending her knees, but standing doggy style, like bent over, you know, this desk or a bed or anything, is the ideal position. But I want to show you something in this position. So in this position, this is how you bend the legs. So I'm going to demonstrate something. I'm going to bend her on her side, and then I'm going to show you something. When I first got this doll, the butt was not sticking up enough because this was really hard to bend. And so what I was trying to do, you notice this hook. This hook screws into the doll to help with like a hanging system. However, the other thing this does, this gives you a handle to help bend the doll. So I was like holding on to this and trying to bend the legs, and they were just really stiff. However, here's how you bend the legs. If the doll arrives stiff, if you get your Rebecca doll and it's really hard to get her in the proper doggy style position because her waist stops bending around here and you need her to kind of bend her waist lower so her butt sticks up more for doggy style, here's how you do it. Lay her just like this. Lay her on her ass with her legs sticking straight up. Put this hanging system hook bolt into the torso area. And then what you want to do is you want to bend her legs back like you're trying to break them off. Now, I won't have to do that this time because the joints have loosened. But when the doll first arrived, the joints were very tight and I was really, really cranking it. So here's how you do it. You just have her in this position and see how the bolt is biting into the table. In that position, just bend her legs back. Don't be afraid about hurting her. Her skeleton is made of steel. You're not going to hurt her. You're not going to put her in the hospital. But you want to bend her legs forward, almost like you're trying to hurt her. And if you do that, you will get her in the proper position. So we'll do that for both of her legs. All right, so I had to put a little bit of strength in it, but this is how you get her in the proper position. So if you get your Rebecca leg, torso, doll, and her joints are really stiff, and she's not sticking her butt high enough, and you're worried like the doll was some kind of a manufacturing error, it wasn't a manufacturing error, the joints are a little stiff, but here's the thing, once you do this a few times, the joints will loosen. The joints will loosen with time. So that's how you do it. Remember, sit her on her butt, and then bend her legs forward towards you, and use this hanging system bolt to give you some, to where it'll actually hit the solid table and won't keep rolling. Because without this bolt, this will keep rolling because this is silicone, it's soft. It's not gonna stop. So you need the bolt. You put the bolt into the doll to give it something to bite into and then bend her legs. Okay, now let's get her into doggy style position and I'll show you like the best part of her. I have put her in the doggy style position. Now, it may be hard to see because of the camera. The table's in front of her. So she's basically bent against the side of the table. Kind of like those animes where the girl gets stuck in the wall or she gets stuck in the dryer and she needs her brother to help her out and they have incestuous sex. You know how one does, how you do. Anyway, so Rebecca is in the doggy style position. And because her feet can support her body weight, she could stand up. So you can just have sex with her in the standing position without having to worry about bending her knees, your knees, any of your knees. You could just stick her in the doggy style position by basically popping her butt up and then have her brace against something, a table, a wall, anything. And you could just have sex with her standing up. Now, I've talked to Air Venus about this. Depending on your height, this may be the perfect position. Or you might have to bend your knees a little bit, get a little lower. Or you might want to think about getting your doll a pair of platform shoes to maybe raise her an inch or two to get into the ideal position. So you can just basically stick your dick in from just a neutral standing position. That's the ideal position. So she's a little bit short for me, just based on my height. She might be the perfect height for you. She might be a little tall for you. If you're a little on the tall side, just bend your knees a little bit and you'll get the proper angle. Or I talked to Air Venus about offering shoes to maybe raise her up a bit. It's up to them if they want to start offering that. Anyway, as far as how this feels, it feels amazing. It feels so realistic. I don't even like thick girls, but I have had sex with like bigger women. So this definitely feels natural and feels real. As far as, so the vagina feels real, the butt feels real. As far as like the squish, it feels real. This feels like a thick girl's ass. Everything feels completely natural, completely realistic. The only downside is it's just the legs, right? So this position is fine. This position's ideal for this doll because with Missionary, she wants to rock forward. You have to kind of hold on to her legs. And also because you're looking at her from the missionary position, you're very aware that she's just a pair of legs. Because, you know, you don't have any tits to look at. You don't have a face to look at. There's nothing to look at other than like this void where the rest of her body should be but isn't. In this position, it's fine. Because when you're in this position, especially like a standing doggy style position, usually her body is lower and you can't even see it. So you're kind of looking at her butt anyway, or you might look at the back of her head, but that's not a big deal. So this doll, this pair of legs, is ideally suited for this standing doggy style position. So you grab her ass, I'll only do the spank test. Now, again, she is standing up. She is supporting herself on her own body weight. So as I'm spanking her, keep in mind, she is literally just standing up, being braced against this table. So this, you know, you give her ass a squish, you can give it a spank. Look at that jiggle. That is completely realistic. They really nailed it. Perfect spank ass. You know, you can look into her asshole. So her asshole has the proper, texture, very anatomically correct. Same thing with her vagina. The detail work is great. It feels great. Everything is great. The only downside, there's really only one downside. Well, there's two. Again, if the doll arrives stiff, just bend her like I showed you, and the stiffness will work out over a week or two. The only downside to this is you have to be into thick girls. You have to be into giant asses and thick thighs and that kind of thing. If that's your thing, then this doll is great. If you like skinnier girls, then this may not do it for you. It's going to feel good. But if, you know, when it comes to sex dolls, you don't need to compromise. You don't need to be like, well, you know, she's fine. I don't really, you know, her ass is a little big and her thighs are a little thick, but I prefer blah, blah, blah. But with sex dolls, you can get exactly what you want. 10 out of 10 if you're into thick girls. You know, 10 out of 10 if you're into thick girls. If you're not into thick girls, I would hold off. Because this thing is not cheap and it is not light. So don't get this because you kind of sort of want it. Get this because you're going to love it. If you're not into thick girls, wait until Aravenus makes a skinnier version, and I would get that. But as far as their quality, I trust Aravenus's quality. I do have a coupon code. Let me explain the coupon code. They wanted me to explain this again. The coupon code is only for 3% off, right? Now, they have products that are already 15% off. My old coupon code was for 15% off, but it did not stack with the products that are already 15% off. So the new coupon code is 3% off. But it does stack with the products that are 15% off. So you potentially save 18% if you get a product that's 15% off already. But it's good for the whole site. So you'll get at least 3%, but you could get 18% if you combine it with one of the products that's 15% off. So it's potentially better than the old system where I just had a 15% off code. But it could be worse if the product you want isn't on sale. It's fine. But anyway, Aravenus is not expensive. They are very reasonably priced. I would say they're cheap, especially for the quality. Like, the quality is amazing. Like, you would not expect to get a doll of this quality at that price. So the fact that you're saving any kind of money is a deal. And the fact that you could save 18% is just a screaming deal. So anyway, check out Rebecca. Get it if you're into thick girls. Remember to bend the legs back if the joints are a little stiff. But I highly recommend this doll if you're into thick. I will talk to Aravenus about changing how they're labeling it on the site, because I don't think calling it mature is appropriate. I would call it thick instead. Other than that, 10 out of 10. So thank you for watching. Remember the coupon code, save up to 18% or at least 3%. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you, thank you, Aravenus, for sending me this doll. Thank you for trusting me to test these prototypes, and very proud to be working with you. Anyway, this is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.
I just wanted to show you that the doll does bend standing up. Like, I didn't show you during the review, but you can bend the doll to where it's not in, like, the sitting position if you wanted to extend the legs out. And I also didn't show you the toenail polish. So they have, like, this iridescent pink toenail polish. So I wanted to show that off. So I didn't show that during the review. So, yes, you can bend the doll in the regular standing position where her torso isn't bent, she's not sitting, and they have this nice iridescent pink toenail polish for the feet. All right, that's it. I just wanted to show that off because I forgot.